Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
4 minutes after 11 o'clock here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
I'm eating a lot of cake during the winter and I get all, you know, like a spicy meatball and a round face.
Lugie! It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Max Fried will make his return to the rotation for the Yankees tomorrow. He will pitch in game two of the doubleheader. 1 o'clock is game one. 7 o'clock will be game two. All the coverage here on WFAN. As far as John Harbaugh and what he had to say about Cam Scataboo and the failed backflip attempt at Fanatics Fest, which caused a lot of reaction to, a lot of criticism thrown Cam Scataboo's way, Harbaugh was on Bob Papa and Carl Banks Leave a podcast, and basically, and he was tongue-in-cheek, but Harbaugh said, well, if you're going to do that, at least stick the landing. I think the way John Harbaugh feels about it is not the way he's going to say it publicly, because obviously if he is upset or he would be critical of it, he would not air that dirty laundry so that the story blows up even further. I'm sure Harbaugh and the Giants would prefer if Cam Scataboo didn't do things of that nature. But I just think for me, like, Cam Scataboo is going to be Cam Scataboo. Whether it's his running style, whether it's showing up at Monday Night Raw right after a major injury, whether it's doing backflips on the stage at Fanatics Fest when he is still coming off a major injury. That's just the way Cam Scataboo rolls. For better or worse, I think Cam's going to be Cam, and he's going to do what he does. And I had no problem with him being at Monday Night Raw. If he stuck the landing on the backflip, it wouldn't have been a story. It wouldn't have been a viral video. It wouldn't have been a talking point. And I think that was kind of Harbaugh's point. It's like, if you're going to do it, then stick the landing. Because that's almost his way of telling you, like, because he didn't stick the landing, Scataboo, it became a story. Because it was this idea that he kind of fell over and he could have hurt himself. Because I'm sure Cam Scataboo does backflips all the time that we don't see on video because it's not in front of however many people are at Fanatics Fest, you know, filming him. Cam Scataboo is just, he's a showman, and the energy and excitement that Dart and Scataboo brought to this team last year was infectious. And when Scataboo went down, obviously the offense took a little bit of a nosedive. But for a few weeks there, I mean, Jackson Dart, Cam Scataboo, they're dancing around, they're doing backflips. They had the eye black painted on their face. I mean, the Giants turned into the Savannah Bananas in the best possible way. And now I feel like it's, well, Jackson Dart is too much out there in the public limelight now, or Cam Scataboo's doing this. And I mean, they're two young kids in New York City. I mean, if the worst thing they do is backflips and show up at the Kentucky Derby or go to Monday Night Raw, then they're really not doing anything that wrong. It's not that big of a deal. But I think Cam Scataboo is just going to be Cam Scataboo. He's just going to do what he does. He's going to run till the wheels fall off. And if it means a short career, it means a short career. But that's who he is. That's what got him to the dance. That's what got him drafted. That's what made him so popular in college. I mean, he was playing at Arizona State. I know they made the college football playoff, but Cam Scatterboo was a popular college football player because of that bruising style that he had, that old school throwback style. And the Giants are going to implement a power running game, I formation. They signed a fullback. They got Scat. They got Tracy. They got Jackson Dart. They're going to try to beat teams into submission. They're going to try to make them quit in the fourth quarter. And Scatterboo is going to be a big part of that. He's going to be a big part of this offense, not only in the running game, but also in the passing game. But Scat is just one of those guys, it's reckless abandon until the wheels fall off. And you're never going to take that personality away from him. Now, maybe Harbaugh has a little bit of a chit-chat with him off air. Maybe he sits him down next week at training camp if he hasn't called him up already. But this, to me, is a one-on-one conversation. You could have it at training camp next week. And he could say, listen, Scat, love you, love your style. Perhaps when people have cameras out, maybe don't do the backflip. And if you're going to do the backflip, do me a favor, stick the landing. Otherwise, just avoid doing it. But that's what a coach is supposed to say. So I think that's a good thing. I think if Harbaugh comes down on him, that's fine. That's what a head coach is brought in here to do, especially one like John Harbaugh, who's a culture builder, who's a taskmaster, who's a CEO, adult in the room, that's going to rule with an iron fist. I have no issue with that. I just think Cam Scatterboo is going to do what he does. And when he scores a touchdown and does a backflip, I don't think anybody's going to be screaming and yelling about it because he scored a touchdown. It's just the idea that it was at Fanatics Fest and he slipped and he didn't stick the landing. So it was viewed as, well, he could have got hurt there. Well, he didn't get hurt. He didn't get hurt at Monday Night Raw. And I think Cam Scatterboo is going to be ready to rock, ready to roll in week one. So I defended Scat with the Monday Night Raw thing, with the appearance on the wrestling show. And like I said at the time, to me, whenever a wrestler does an angle or a segment or something like that where it gets physical and it's wrestlers against whatever you want to call it, civilians or non-wrestlers, I fear for the safety of the wrestler more because the wrestler is trained on how to deliver something without it hurting you, a punch or whatever the case may be. And they are trained also to get hit, not very hard, but make it look like they got hit hard. When you're a football player, you're going to probably be throwing live rounds. You're just going to be swinging until you hit something. So I'm definitely more worried about the wrestler's safety catching a stray in a black eye than I am the wrestler getting hurt. Yes, accidents happen, crazy things happen, but I thought that was a pretty controlled environment for Scatterboo. And as far as the backflip, if he had stuck the landing, like I said, it would have been a non-story. 888-80, and I fully expect Cam Scatterboo to be a major part of this offense this year. And the absence of Malik Nabers, the Giants are going to be very run-heavy in the first however many weeks Malik Nabers is out. Right now, I hope I'm wrong, but I feel like it's going to be right around 5 to 6 or 7 weeks. Giants are going to be run, hit the tight ends, whether it's Theo, whether it's Isaiah Likely, who will operate not only as a tight end, but I think he'll be more of a, in addition to the tight end, the slot receiver, sort of filling in the absence of Wandale Robinson, who's now with the Titans. Isaiah Likely, yes, tight end by trade, but much like Sadiq with the Jets coming out of Oregon, he is a tight end, but really has the skill set of a wide receiver. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Jay joins us from White Plains. What's up, Jay?
Yes, two questions for you. Mm-hmm. Why is it that not more Giants fans hate the Cowboys more than the Eagles? And second question is, who's hotter, Jennifer Lopez or Nicole Scherzinger?
Okay, we'll take that one by one there. As I think it's a generational thing when it comes to the hatred of the Eagles compared to the Cowboys. If you're a little bit of an older fan, I think you hate the Cowboys more. If you're a little bit of a younger fan, you hate the Eagles more because of the recent success of the Eagles over the Giants and the success that the Eagles have had. And this hatred between New York and Philly. So that's where I land on that. As far as it was J-Lo versus who?
Nicole Scherzinger.
Ooh, I'm gonna go J-Lo there. J-Lo hasn't lost her fastball. I'm going to go Jennifer Lopez in that matchup. 888, but they're both one seeds. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's head out to Dave in Liberty. He joins us. What's up, Dave?
Hi, Loogie.
Hey, what's up?
I don't see how the Giants make the playoffs.
You don't see it at all? Why? The schedule, or you just think it's going to take time for them to win?
The schedule. Team is just ass.
Well, they're definitely not ass. I think if you look at last year, if they had a better coaching staff and they started Jackson Dart from week one, they would have won a heck of a lot more games than they did. Now they have a winning head coach here, a Super Bowl winner, a guy with this over 600 winning percentage. I think the Giants are going to be Very good. Now, I want them to see them make the playoffs. I'm predicting them to make the playoffs. If they don't, I think it would be a giant disappointment. But I don't think the Giants are, as you call it, ass.
I don't know. They're just a stupid and young team. I don't see how they can win.
Well, you think they're stupid and young, but what do you mean by that? Like, they just, the things they do off the field, or they do on the field? But what do you think that inexperience in that?
I don't know. I just think Jackson Dart's like overrated. He's not good. He can't run teams. Injury prone.
Okay. I mean, he had one injury last year. He had a concussion. Everything else was, I think this is hyperbolic, overblown. He was in the medical tent a lot, but he only suffered one injury and only had to miss time because of the concussion. So he only suffered one concussion.
I just can't tell they make the playoffs. Just a horrible team.
Yeah, I don't think they're a horrible team. Dave, are you a Giant fan or are you not?
I'm a Giant fan, but I might go to the Jets because the Giants are so bad.
You're going to be the rare Giant fan to go to the Jets, and you think the Jets are good?
Yeah, I think the Jets are great.
So you think Geno Smith is a good quarterback?
Geno Smith is a very underrated quarterback.
Very underrated. What do you think about Aaron Glenn? You think he's a good head coach?
I think he's a great head coach. He just needs time.
He just needs time, right. And what do you think about this team that hasn't made the playoffs in forever? You think this is the year they do it?
I do think this is the year they do it. Mm-hmm. Definitely over the Giants. Right. Like the Giants.
Yeah.
The guy was like a cocky player. You're doing back of the Fanatics.
Right. So the Giants in your mind are ass, and the Jets are not ass.
Yes.
Right. Now, Dave, when you called Rosenberg, and it's not hard to get through airport security when it comes to Paulie, you wrote down here that you want to talk about the Mets win. Is that accurate, or you just wanted to tell him that?
I did, but then it changed to the Giants, so I went
Got
there.
Got it. All right, so you pulled a little switcheroo. There's no problem with that. I disagree with you. I think the Giants are going to have a really good year here.
I
think they're going to, well, I know you disagree with me, but we disagree with each other. Maybe we agree to disagree, but I think they're going to win close to 10 games.
I don't think they're going to win more than 3 games.
You think it's 3 wins for the, so you have 3 wins for the Giants. How many wins for the Jets?
Probably 10-11.
Why stop there? Why not 15? Why are you stopping at 10-11? How about undefeated? Well, the Jets are going to run the table. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
I love that.
I think they're going to get to the Super Bowl, and the team they're playing is going to forfeit before the Super Bowl because they're going to say, you know what? We don't want any part of the Jets. That's what I think. I mean, that's where I would go if I were you. Like, why stop at 10 or 11 wins?
That's what I think. I'll tell you my personal opinion. I'm not like a biased Giants fan like you.
Yeah, I think you're a Jet fan, though. Is what I think. You think I'm a biased Giants fan?
Now I am, yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, I think you are in general, but I would say that you think I'm biased when I talk about the Giants.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. The not that you necessarily have to go by this, but the Giants win total is 7.5 as far as the gambling perspective, and the Jet win total is 5.5. So obviously,
I disagree with that. I disagree with the odds.
Okay, you could disagree with the odds. That's fair enough. But I'll tell you what: the Giants are winning more games than the Jets.
I don't think so.
Well, I do.
I'll call you back after the season.
Okay. You know what, Dave? It's a sports talk radio date. You can call me then. Look, injuries could happen. The Giants could have a disappointing year. And if they win like 6 games, I'm going to be aggravated. I'm going to be frustrated. I would call it a giant disappointment. But I don't see, even in that scenario, the Jets winning 7 games. Like, I think the low number for the Giants this year is 6. I think that would be... Okay, this was a bad year, maybe an injury at quarterback. Dart didn't play a couple games. But remember, you have Jameis Winston who could step in. He could fall off the couch and throw for 500 yards in a football game. He has that type of arm talent, Jameis Winston does. But let's just say the wheels fall off. It's a bad year. The Giants aren't as good as I think they're going to be. 6 wins. Best case for the Jets is 6 wins. Best case. Jets are not winning 7 games. I just don't see it. That would be remarkable, and that'd be a hell of a year if the Jets did. But I feel very confident in the fact that the Giants will win more games than the Jets this year. Let's go to Sean in Oldbridge. He joins us next on After Hours. What's up, Sean?
What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up?
First and foremost, I want to say, finally, you got the Cosmic Brownies. I've got to say, Rosenberg finally delivered that. I'm so happy to hear that.
It only took 3 months to pay off that bit, but we finally paid it off. Rosenberg came through. He surprised me. Now, he mentioned last night that tonight would be the night, but he's been saying that for 3 months. Tomorrow, next week. So I just wrote it off as more Rosenberg propaganda, more Rosenberg BS. But he did come through. He plopped down the $3.19, let's just say with tax, $4 for the Cosmic Brownies. And he surprised me live on the air, and I had them, and he put them in the refrigerator like I asked, or freezer, whatever the case may be. So they were cold, nice and cold, little fudge on them. They were quite delicious. So I appreciate the efforts from Rosenberg, and I believe he tweeted out the video. So it's out there.
Oh, that's even better. I'll definitely like that. Which I did tweet to you before about the saying, like, the Yankee game did get postponed because of the weather. So obviously I did. That's one thing I did. So I got two questions for both you and Rose. So the first one is, if you can choose which part of the European continent you want to vacation to, what would it be?
Let me think about that one for a minute, because you have to remember, so it's in Europe, right?
Yeah, any part of the European continent.
I'm going to go Spain, but more specifically Ibiza. I've always wanted to go.
Oh, what about you, Rosie?
Rosenberg doesn't know where Europe is or any place that's in Europe. So you're going to... Rosenberg wants to go to the next Denny's that he sees. That's really...
No, that's not the next Denny's.
With his stomach.
No, I would say Scotland. Do a golf trip to Scotland.
See, that's
England.
Just
like one of those.
Those are terrible. Sean. Those are awful answers. Now, I'm saying this also, Sean, with the idea of, okay, I'm young and single, or I'm just single right now. As far as like a married guy, where I'd want to go, I mean, like Italy sounds good, France, something like that, a little more romantic, a little bit more, food forward. But if it was more to have fun, party, I would think of Spain. I'd love to go to, like I said, Ibiza or Ibiza, as they call it there, or Mykonos in Greece. So those are some of the places that I've never been that I'd love to attend.
Oh, okay. Mine would be England.
Yeah, but the problem is the sun isn't out. You go to England, it's dreary. Now, I always heard London is a cool spot. It's kind of like the New York City of, well, England. But I don't know. Whether it's Ireland or Scotland, although Irish girls are pretty hot. But it's more about, the sun's never out. So I'm not really feeling it. Ethan in Huntington joins us. What's up, Ethan?
Hey, Tommy. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Good. So I kind of want to talk about the Jets a little bit after that Dave guy kind of blemishing our name, the Jets fans' name a little bit here with the trolling. I think we're a little bit underrated this year. I think we had a solid draft. You know, guys, even guys like Omar Cooper are great additions kind of in the wide receiver core. But I do think our best case is, I'm going to sound insane, 10 wins if the defense steps it up, if David Bailey is as advertised.
Yeah, I mean, 10 wins, I think it's getting a little nuts. You could give me everything about Bailey and Cooper and Sadiq and this offensive line and Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson. I'm going to give you the two things that are tough to defend at this point, and they're the two most important things: quarterback and head coach. And those are massive question marks for the Jets. So the idea that you think that the best case scenario they're going to win 10 games, well, then Aaron Glenn is not a great head coach, and Geno Smith is a hell of a lot closer to the quarterback we saw in Seattle than the quarterback we saw in Vegas.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think we kind of, in a way, improved that QB because Justin Fields can't throw 50 yards.
Yeah, you improved that quarterback.
Quarterback I played with.
Correct. You improved the quarterback because you actually now have a quarterback. Justin Fields is not really a quarterback. He can't throw the ball forward.
Right.
But whether it's Geno Smith, and listen, you want to chalk up a lot of Geno's troubles last year to a bad offensive line and an effed up situation with the Raiders, fine. But still, I think best case for the Jets is still right around 5 or 6 wins.
Absolutely, and I understand the argument, but I think even, like I said, with Minkah Fitzpatrick, that's a great addition to the secondary.
Yep.
We'll probably have an interception next year, which will be nice. So
no, you're definitely going to have an interception. I'll take it a step further, Ethan. The Jets will have a pick 6 in week 1.
Oh, I'm going to Nashville. They better, brother.
Oh, you're going for that game?
Oh, yeah, I'm going with a bunch of my buddies. We got a nice hotel, some drinking.
I was
going to
say, you guys are above the age of 21, I assume?
Yeah, I'm 22.
Perfect. And how long are you going for?
We're going to be there from Friday, like the Friday
Beautiful.
Before the game. Then
Perfect.
We're leaving like right after the game.
Perfect. So hit up, obviously, all the Broadway bars. If you need me, call me up right before the show. I'll give you all the recs. Have you been to Nashville before or no?
I have not.
It's great. It's like heaven on earth. You guys assume you're all single? Hopefully.
Yes, I actually just broke up with my longtime girlfriend, so I'm looking to party.
Very smart. That's a good idea. Whenever you have a trip coming up to Nashville, I would definitely break up with your girlfriend. That's a smart idea. So what you need to do is, because that's coming up in September, Ethan, call me up and I'll give you all the recs for Broadway, because it's truly is heaven on earth. So enjoy that.
Yes, sir.
And I actually think you're going to win that game. Yeah, you got to start out at Tootsie's, because it depends on where the hotel is, but I like to start out at Tootsie's. Then you can go to the stage. You can go to Dirk's Bentley. They have 3 levels there. The rooftop, to me, is the best one. Now, the second level is kind of like a club. The downstairs level is more rock and roll. This is at Dirk Bentley. You can go there. Rooftop's awesome. All the rooftops are great. Aldean's got a great rooftop. Morgan Wallen's got a great rooftop. Luke Bryan's has got a great rooftop. And if you've never been to Nashville, if you've been, you know what I'm talking about here. But the scenery, especially Friday, Saturday, they close the street down and everything. But that is I talk about road trips all the time when it comes to football. That is a good one. You're hitting Nashville early September. The weather should be beautiful. The Jets will be undefeated at that point. So there'll be optimism in the air. You're getting what Ethan and his friends are doing. Young, early 20s. Friday night, Saturday night to hit the Broadway bars. Sunday, you could even, if you're feeling a little frisky, hit the bars up beforehand, but in all likelihood, you hit the bars up afterwards if you have anything left in the tank. And I don't know when your flights are. Maybe you have to fly out after. But if I were you guys, I would get a room Sunday night and fly out Monday. I don't know if you've booked your flights yet, but I would stay Sunday night too. Not that Sunday night's as good as the weekend nights, but you're going to want to go out and enjoy yourself. You're not going to want to go to the game and then run right to the airport. That kind of sucks. So I would stay the three nights, but man, you're making me jealous. Although I'm going to Nashville next month anyway, so what's the difference? But I will not be down there for the first weekend of the NFL.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Season. I'm going in August. 888-808-10, but call me back when it gets closer. I'll give you a full itinerary. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is a Lugie in the late night here on The Fan. We'll wrap up with your calls, really whatever's on your mind. Mets, Yankees, Giants, Jets. Ask Tommy anything. It is a full sort of whatever you want to talk about type of last half hour of the show. 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the late night here on The Fan. 11:32 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Mr. Paulie Rosenberg, who I love dearly, who's amazing. The glue of WFAN.
Yeah. Would the glue take off 2 to 3 weeks in the summer? NOL. I mean, whether it's you, whether it's Ricky, whether it's Emmanuel, whether it's Gordon Damer, whether it's Anthony Gallo, he just has you guys say nice things about him. It's literally like you're Aaron Boone and you're reading off a teleprompter. He basically puts a piece of paper in front of you and says, please read this, otherwise I'll pester and annoy you from now to the end of time unless you say nice things about me. But you're the glue, Paulie. You're the glue. That's why you hand me pieces of paper right as I come on the air and not during the break so that I take time to digest it. Luckily, it is the Fan Focus. It's something we do here all the time. And this Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. The Yankees catcher situation. I've been pumping up Hunter Goodman for quite some time. And Ken Rosenthal had this to say, and it was nothing surprising. I mean, when I read this, I was like, okay, this makes total sense. But this is, according to Ken Rosenthal, the Rockies would need to be overwhelmed to trade Hunter Goodman and would want multiple high-end prospects. That makes a hell of a lot of sense because Hunter Goodman is one of the best young catchers in all of baseball. He's a big-time power hitter. He is the centerpiece of that Rocky team that has been rebuilding forever, but they're obviously going to continue to rebuild, and you think they would build around Hunter Goodman. So it sounds like that might be too rich for maybe the Yankees' blood, and maybe the Rockies are going to talk a game here, but they're not going to move Hunter Goodman. The guy that I would be interested in here, if I'm the Brian Cashman in the Yankees, and it is a name that sounds like he's going to be available, is Shea Langeliers. Power hitter, much like Goodman, can pop 30 home runs in a season, in his prime of his career. Power hitter, like I said, right-handed bat would be a perfect addition, and he's the type of guy that I would go all in on if I were the Yankees, if I were Brian Cashman. I would push all my chips into the middle if I were as Brian Cashman to acquire the services of Shea Langeliers. Let's head out to Kevin in Copog. He joins us now on After Hours. What's up, Kev?
What up, Tom? Yeah, I got one. Tommy, my bad. I got one better than you. I got Logan Ohapi, the Sayville kid. He famously threw the ball from the outfield when he was like 17, a home run. He's having a down year, but last 2 years, 19, 20 home runs. He's dying out there in Anaheim. This guy, he's got power. I don't know what's happening this year. That'd be a great story. And I'm a Mets fan, but local kid, that'd be a great story.
Yeah, anytime you can bring a local kid around here, and if he does good, it always makes for a bigger story. You think about DeVito, you think about Volpe, and if Ohapi, who is a Long Island guy, and his name has been bantered about a bit, and obviously the Angels stink, so they're going to be sellers, and whether Ohapi is part of their future plans or not, and same thing with Ohapi as Goodman and Langeliers. Ohapi is 26, he's in his mid-20s, so the best is still yet to come, and yeah, the numbers are down this year, but you're right, he could hit the ball over the fence. He'd be an interesting name, and he'd obviously, I'm sure, would welcome the trade because he gets an opportunity to play in his backyard. Now, I don't know if he's a Yankee fan or not. Maybe he is, but or not.
He is. Diehard Yankee fan.
He is? Okay. So that would make a lot of sense for him to love that type of move because it's an opportunity to play for the team that he grew up loving.
And I got one more for you, Tommy. Tomorrowland, you hear this guy, John Newman? I missed his voice, man. I love that guy. What happened to that guy?
Yeah, I don't know to answer your question on that one. That one, I don't know if that was part of the Ask Tommy Anything, but that one, I don't know. So you stumped me a little bit on that one. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Dominic in North Carolina. What's up, Dom?
Yes, Tommy. I've been holding for a little while. I got a couple of Ask Tommy Anythings, and the second one is the far more important one for the universe.
Okay.
So the first one, you are a gentleman who always raises the curtain.
Yes.
You were talking earlier about the lack of college football. And I don't understand something about your business.
Mm-hmm.
It seems sort of like maybe Al Dukes reigned supreme at that station because it seems like ratings are what matter rather than demographics.
No, ratings definitely matter, but whether or not talking about college football impacts the ratings or not, I don't know if we have enough of a sample size to know that because we really just don't talk enough of it, I think, to judge it.
But the audience for college football
is
so well-to-do, but also well-to-do, I would think, it would be a huge demographic boost.
Dominic, the only thing I could say, though, is and now I kind of sound maybe like the people that don't want to talk college football on the station, is you're calling from SEC country down there or ACC country. You're down more in the South where it is enormous. Mm-hmm. I still think it's huge up here, but it's nowhere near like it is down where you're at.
Well, I mean, Big Ten is huge here at Rutgers. That's where I went to school.
Of course.
And I think the alums are well-to-do. They're a big demographic
group. No doubt.
Group.
Look, I'm going to talk college football this year. I don't know how much I'm going to talk about it, but I'm sitting there on my couch watching it every day, and it's just not something we've discussed a lot on this radio station, and I don't think it's going to necessarily light up the phones or anything like that, but I do think there will be a good portion of my after-hours audience that will want to get my takes
I'm
on the quarterback. Especially, too, Dom, when you consider the Jets are good. I don't think Klubnik's very good. So the Jets are going to be in the market to draft a quarterback, so I do think this quarterback class that's coming out, whether it's Arch, whether it's Dante Moore, whether it's Trinidad Chambliss, whether it's, whoever you want to say, they're going to be a big topic of discussion and also something that I think Jet fans are going to want to hear about. No, obviously you want to talk Jets, but also looking into the future for the draft and the quarterback, Julian Sayin from Ohio State. There's just a lot of guys out there. It's going to be a very deep, rich quarterback class in 27.
Well, Klubnik played in my backyard, I can tell you.
He stinks.
He's going to be disappointed.
Yeah, he stinks.
But let me get to my second question. This has importance for the universe.
Okay.
Because we can agree without question that you are a generational talent.
Yes.
And I'm very concerned I'm very selfishly happy that you're in this time slot now because I get to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Keith Hernandez got a lot of notoriety recently for, you know, bemoaning that his line,
his bloodline,
is going to dry up.
Yeah.
His line no is going to dry up, you know?
Yeah, the last name's not going to carry on.
Correct, yeah. Well,
he's almost like Achilles back in the day. You know, you want your name to be remembered forever and ever and ever, but also for the name to carry on.
It's more than the name.
Yeah.
It's the genetic content.
Right.
That is extraordinary. It makes you you.
My DNA. You want it to necessarily, you want it to
be
spread.
Your DNA, yes. Yeah. The universe needs your DNA. And I worry with you in this time slot as clocks tick.
Okay.
Will you have the ability to send your DNA out into the universe for preservation across the millennia? Because the universe.
Are you saying you want me to bottle up my swimmers? Is that what you're saying for future people?
No, I want you to make a little Tommy.
Oh, you want me to have my wife to have a kid?
Yes.
Oh, that's a certainly rabbit hole. You think the universe needs an offspring, a Lou Gower offspring? Well, hold on a second. What if I have a girl, though? Then my last name won't carry on if I have a girl.
It's not the name. It's not the name.
Oh, it's my genes.
Like Keith was saying.
Yeah, you want my genes out there. Yeah.
Your shall we say, essence.
My aura. Yeah, my essence. Yeah.
Your essence.
I hear what you're saying. You don't want it to end with me, meaning like whoever I, you know, when I birth it, well, my wife would birth it, but I would be, have, I would at least
it's
play.
It's not that I don't want it to end with you. It's that the universe needs it.
Right.
Not to end with you.
Yeah, there's just one problem with that, Dominic. Then you have to like raise the kid. You got to pay for the kid. You got to deal with the kid. And there's a whole big thing there.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Thing there. Speaking of, because I mentioned Troy there and the movie and Achilles. This I've talked about this a lot. I haven't gone to the movies. I think twice maybe I've gone since 2019, and that was to see in 2019 the final Star Wars movie, or the final one in the Skywalker saga, The Rise of Skywalker, and the movie was meh. It was all right.
And then I saw The Iron Claw, which is the movie about the Von Erichs, which is a famous wrestling family. That was a couple years ago that I saw that. So those are two movies that I've gone to the theater for in the last, 6 years. So I haven't been to the movies a lot recently, to say the least. But I got to be honest with you. All the hype that this Odyssey movie is getting, this one, this might be it. This might be the movie that gets me to the theaters this summer for the first time in years. Because the hype and the reviews and everything about this, I haven't talked to anybody that's seen the movie, but it's been getting so much buzz. This is the type of movie, it's an epic movie. The cast is absolutely, let me pull this up. The cast in this movie is insane. Like, it's one of those things where, and I go off of Rotten Tomatoes, it's got a 97% from the audience and a 94% from critics. That's big time right there. Now, let's go through this cast. It's a Christopher Nolan movie. I'm a huge Nolan fan. Matt Damon, Tom Holland, Anne Hathaway. How you doing? Robert Pattinson. Who else is in this bad boy? Let me scroll down. Zendaya's in it, so obviously the wife of Tom Holland. Charlize Theron. I mean, geez. Leguizamo's in it. John Bernthal. Let him watch. I mean, this is some cast. This is incredible. And like I said, the reviews are amazing for it. And to me, this is kind of almost like the sequel to Troy, because it's Odysseus, right? Is that the character? That's the fellow's name. It's after the Trojan War. And no, they didn't fight that war over condoms. But it was fought over Helen of Troy. Well, at least they say it was. It really wasn't. I mean, they make it like it was about Helen, but it was more about greed and power and land than it was about a beautiful woman. But I liked the movie Troy. I thought it was good. But this one here, The Odyssey, it's called. It has just gotten so much critical acclaim and buzz that I feel like I have to bring myself to the movie theater to watch this one. So we'll see. I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted on that bad boy. 888. And I have not seen a second of The Hawk yet, by the way. I got to check that out as well. I've seen polarizing reviews on that, but I got to check it out. Until I see it, I can't really, I'm not going to side with one side or side with the other based on affiliations that I have friends that we have torn group chats here. Some people think it's this, some people think it's that. I got to see it for myself. Got to see what it's all about. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Our final segment of After Hours is coming up. We'll wrap up with your calls, a couple of points on the Mets as well. It is Tommy Lugauer. The phone number to call, 888-808-1019. It is Lugie in the Late Night here. 11:49 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. It's hard. It's going to be even harder during the Knicks. Lugie. Hopefully everybody had a pleasant Lug evening. The final segment of After Hours. Just a programming note, a reminder, tomorrow, Yankee doubleheader. Game 1, 1 o'clock. Game 2, 7 o'clock. Max Fried will make his return to the Yankee rotation in Game 2. Fried will be on a pitch count, so you figure 60 to 66 pitches. So Fried won't go deep into the game, and that's why you need some length out of Gerrit Cole, because it is a doubleheader and you don't want to tax your bullpen in Game 1, because you know you're going to have to go deep into that bullpen in Game 2, and rather have Fried do a rehab assignment, or no, I should say another rehab start in that assignment like he did last Friday. The Yankees are just opting to have him pitch in this game because they have a doubleheader. Rather than call somebody up, you put Fried in that spot. And then Fried in his next start, I would imagine, would be bumped up to 80 or even 100 pitches. But it is great news that Max Fried is back in the Yankee rotation. As far as the Mets, there's a lot to be excited about when it comes to their young rotation. We all know about Nolan McLean. We all know about Christian Scott. But now Zach Thornton is starting to put his name into the same conversation as those two starting pitchers. And a lot was made about the report last week about the Mets' untouchable list. McLean was on there. Scott was on there. Zach Thornton was not on there, but he should be. And I believe he is. Zach Thornton has impressed. I think he's got a lot of ability, a lot of talent. And I think there's a lot to like about Zach Thornton, not only presently, but also in the future. So when you look at this three-headed monster, this young pitching staff led by McLean, with Scott, with Thornton, there's a lot to love and there's a lot to be excited about with this young rotation for the Mets. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. A.J. Ewing made two unbelievable catches tonight. Unbelievable. And A.J. has really impressed at the plate, in the field, I think the speed, the power, all of those things. I see a five-tool player in the making here when it comes to A.J. Ewing. I also see a gold glove in A.J. Ewing's future. I mean, the speed, the presence that he has in the outfield, whether it's in center, whether it's in left. Ewing could even play the infield. He can absolutely get after the baseball. He's tremendous. And it was on full display tonight. The diving catch early on in the game, and then later in the game, you know, falling backwards, sort of twisted around, makes a crazy highlight reel catch at the warning track. So two plays that you'll be seeing a lot of over the next week were made by A.J. Ewing. And I just see a blossoming great player here, but I also see a gold glove in the future of one Mr. A.J. Ewing. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. As we inch closer and closer to the trade deadline, it'll obviously be a major conversation here on this radio station leading up to August 3rd. That is the date of the deadline. Mike, final caller of the evening, joins us from Miami. What's going on, Mike?
What's up? Mike, in order the three catchers that Yankees will likely trade for, Hunter Goodman, Shay Langelier, or Logan Hoppe.
You're asking me to do something there, to rank them, or you're just saying those are the three of the likeliest things?
No, I think rank them in order. What I would do is rank Hoppe, Langelier, and then Goodman. I think Hoppe is the most likely choice Yankees will trade for.
Yeah, I think out of the most likeliest, I would say it's Ohapi, because he probably, look, Hunter Goodman, it remains to be seen if the Rockies are going to move him. They're going to want a King's ransom. It's in all likelihood a team doesn't go that high on to get Goodman.
But out of Langelier than Ohapi, which is a better fit for the New York
Better fit?
Yankees.
I would still say it's Langelier's, but Ohapi's from Long Island, so his family might be listening and they want to kick my ass. So let's just go with Ohapi for that case, my fellow Long Islanders. I don't need any issues with the Ohapis, but no, I still think
I think the Yankees have to do the New York Knicks move. Just be aggressive, NFL, and if Langelier is better, go after him and try to win the World Series.
No, you want to go for the big swing.
They're wide open this year.
Right. Well, I mean, the American League, there's a path, but for sure. But with the Red Sox playing at the level that they're playing, and nobody saw this coming, you know, we've been talking about for weeks now the American League and how bad it is. Actually, we've been talking about it for months. And look, I think the Rays are good. I don't think they're great. The Central is what it is. It's a doormat for the Yankees, unless it's the Tigers, who have had a lot of success against the Yankees in October. But you can combine the White Sox, Cleveland Guardians, and Minnesota Twins into one team, and that team would get swept by the Yankees in the postseason. The American League West, for lack of a better term, it sucks. The Mariners are a loser franchise. I just don't see them being a threat to the Yankees. But with this Red Sox surge, 14 wins in a row, if they find their way into October and they continue this momentum and they're playing great baseball, there's certainly going to be a tough out when we get to the postseason. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to Rosenberg. He came through. He predicted the weather accurately. He got the cosmic brownie. So I would say it was an A-plus effort from Paul Rosenberg. Don't get used to it. I'm sure the next time he's on, it'll be more at his average, which is right around a C-. That'll do it for me. Al Cintron comes your way next. Thanks to the listeners. Thanks to the callers. We will talk to you again tomorrow night after the Yankee game, right here on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.